There is a timeless allure to the phrase, the good old days. It conjures images of a simpler, slower-paced world where life felt more genuine, and moments lingered longer. The nostalgia for these times often encompasses an array of sentiments, community bonds, less technological intrusion, and a sense of authenticity that seem elusive in our fast-paced, digital age. For many, the good old days represent an era when people were more connected, not through screens but in real life. Neighbors knew each other by name, children played outside until dusk, and dinner conversations were not interrupted by the constant buzz of notifications. In our home, we continue with these values. We play a card game while supper is cooking and dinner is always eaten as a family, and we discuss our day's events. Phones are put to the side. There are times that a call needs to be answered, but this is also the same as having a landline when most farmers knew that during the supper hour, everyone was at home. We have some children on our street, and it is great to see them biking up and down the street and playing with other children. This sense of community fostered relationships, built face-to-face interactions, trust and mutual support. It is a stark contrast to today's often fragmented and insulated experiences, where social media can create an illusion of connection without depth. Hobbies were hands-on and tactical, from crafting to gardening, and provided a satisfying break from the daily grind. Today, many crafting items are used for a second income and gardening is a thing of the past. I have often heard that there is no time for gardening, yet it is such a refreshing thing to have homegrown items ready to pick for a meal. It was unheard of to go to the store to purchase our produce, and I do not remember having vegetables at the supper table that were not homegrown. Moreover, there is a romanticized notion that the good old days were marked by a slower pace. People had time to enjoy the small pleasures of life, writing letters by hand, taking leisurely walks and engaging in unhurried conversations. This slower tempo allowed for reflection and mindfulness, qualities that are often overshadowed in our modern rush of multitasking and optimizing every second. However, it is important to acknowledge that the good old days were not perfect. They came with their own set of challenges and limitations, whether it was less medical advancement, fewer opportunities for certain groups, or different social and cultural constraints. The past was not an idyllic utopia, but the essence of what we miss, the connectedness, simplicity and slower pace, offers lessons for today. Life has become fast-paced, having no time for others, but it is this time that we share with others that creates memories that we can look back on. In reminiscing about the good old days, we should seek to integrate those cherished elements into our present lives. We can cultivate deeper relationships by being available for in-person interactions, simplify our lives by reducing unnecessary distractions, and slow down to appreciate the moments that truly matter. Our family has always been busy, but one thing we never put to the side was togetherness. When my husband played baseball back in the day, we went as a family. The kids played in the park with the other children and the wives sat and cheered the team on. We rarely stayed home from a game, as this was family time for us. We did not need to worry about kids being taken as everyone watched out for each other. Nostalgia for the past can be a guiding light, reminding us what is profoundly important and helping us to navigate the complexities in our modern world with a touch of timeless wisdom.